You're really going to regret that. Marlowe's fingers closed around what she deeply hoped was a temporary blinding hex. As she opened her mouth to cast it, the red-bearded crony flicked open a switchblade and held it to her throat.
Hands where we can see them, he said in a low voice.
Marlowe sucked in a breath that felt closer to a sob and jerked her hands up, showing them her palms. Squidbeak pushed right into her space, roughly grabbing her wrists and pinning them behind her back. She was alone, and she couldn't talk, think, or hex her way out of this. The blade pressed into her skin, and Marlowe bit down on a pathetic whimper as Bane leaned into her, his breath on her cheek as warm and wet as a summer storm.
Tell you what, he said conspiratorially. I'll let you choose what we take from you. How's that? A few ounces of blood, perhaps? Or I could take your nose, so you'll stop poking it where it doesn't belong. Or maybe you'd rather I take some of your memories. All your memories of dear old mommy, perhaps?
Marlowe growled low in her throat.
What'll it be, Briggs? Bane asked. Make it quick, before I lose patience and take all three. Our spell rites could always use the ingredients.
There was no doubt in her mind that Bane would love nothing more than to carve her up for spare parts to make more illegal curses. Tears stung her eyes. She squeezed them shut. Whatever horror Bane was planning to inflict on her, she wouldn't give him the satisfaction of seeing her cry. Put the knife down, a voice said, crystal clear and commanding. Marlowe opened her eyes to the sight of a woman leaning casually against the wall at the end of the hallway. Marlowe's heart jolted as she recognized the elegant woman from the bar, the one who'd been on Marlowe's water taxi. Definitely not a coincidence then.
Sweet cakes, maybe you don't understand how things work around here, Bane said, rounding on her. Or maybe you just don't know who you're talking to.
A thin smile curled the corner of the woman's lips. I know exactly who you are, Thaddeus Bane. The real question is whether you know who I am.